FedEx. Go to randyshuntingcenter.com or call 989-269-GUNS. 269-GUNS.
Where do you go when your vehicle needs heating, cooling, or air conditioning repair? Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They are the specialists that will give you a permanent repair. They have the expert knowledge, the proper equipment, and parts to do the job right. Cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. They even do full-service mechanic work. Stop by for a free cooling system inspection to be sure your heater is working properly for winter.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we'll properly diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. We've been serving the area for over 65 years and offer fast and professional service. That's Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, a good place to take a leak.
You are number one North Huron Warrior fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the Biden and Schmidt Insurance Agency in Port Austin is a winning combination. We'll work with you to ensure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Contact the Fiden and Smith Insurance Agency in Port Austin. Great rates, superior service, and local people you can count on. Everyone at Fiden and Smith Insurance Agency supports area athletes and hope you enjoy the game. For a no obligation quote, call 989-738-5202.
DS Services of Cass City is fast becoming Michigan's top source for grain bins and dryers and material handling equipment for farm and commercial operations. For anything from minor repair to a complete facilities upgrade, including site design and brand new complete systems, call DS Services. Their 22 suppliers include Stormore Grain Bins, MC and Nico Grain Dryers, and Honeyville Grain Handling Equipment. They've been building and servicing farm and commercial grain handling facilities for three decades. They keep a large parts in inventory and provide quality millwright services, crane rentals, and much more. Now is the time to get next year's projects in the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. On-farm grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line. Call DS Services today and let them help you add margin to your success.
Well, hello there. Abe here. You know, Honest Abe. These days, life is pretty good. I spend most of my time relaxing and enjoying the view from my monument in D.C. And of course, making a living as the face of the penny. Reach into your pocket. I'm sure you've got one or two of me clinking around in there. Why not make the most of that loose change with Thumb Cellular's Fast Track prepaid phone service?
You can talk and text for just a penny. Right now, you can get started with a phone, reactivation, 3,000 minutes or texts, and 45 days of service. Everything you need for just $39. The best part, no contract, no credit check, no hassle, period. Also, check out Thumb Cellular's prepaid cards with great rates and up to a year in coverage. Terms of service apply.
Oh, George, good to hear from you.
Visit Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. The talk of the thumb.
Farmers Cooperative Grain Company's Cass City store is the go-to source for livestock and pet feeds and medications in the Cass City area. And just in time for the fall hunting season, they've added deer blocks, minerals, and deer feed from their Thumb Quality Feeds division. Some say the deer find it so tasty they may be waiting in line when you get to the blind. Get those items and more at the Farmers Cooperative Grain Company Cass City store, corner of M53 and Bay City Forestville Road. They're open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday. Farmers Cooperative Grain Company of Kindy, Elkton, and Cass City, Michigan's oldest member-owned co-op.
Welcome back to Deckerville Field as we wrap things up. Kurt Damrow here along with Chad Knobloch. Kelly Carpenter brought you all the play-by-play for Cruise 102.1 FM WLEW Sports. We've got just a few updates that have come in. We're going to turn it over to Kelly, and she'll get you caught up.
Well, we have some final scores right now. Ubley didn't make a homecoming win tonight. They lost to Sandusky 21-0. Still waiting on a few more scores from Elkton, Pigeon, Bayport. We have Richmond and Almont, 20-20 as they're getting into the fourth quarter. The last score that we had from Bad Axe as well was at their half. It was 26-0. Again, they losing in their homecoming game. Brown City was defeating Marlette 22-7. And I think we had one more score for you. That was, of course, the blowout at the halftime. We only had that halftime score was Owen Gage defeating Akron Fairgrove 62-20.
Hey, Chad, you know, I'm looking at our numbers. We didn't do too bad. Missed one here so far. I think you picked somebody else. I can't remember. But at least on my list, and that was the Sandusky and Ubley. I really thought Ubley was going to pull that one. It was Sandusky. But Sandusky just tough this year. Again, that's at cross county county line from here on to Sco- or here into Sanlag border. And they just went at it tonight, and Sandusky came out on top of the Bearcats.
Yeah, a few surprising ones. This is why I keep my day job and I don't try and travel to Vegas just to play the numbers.
Well, the North Huron Warriors, again, they had a tough one tonight. Score was 44-0. Deckerville Eagles roll on. Are they 5-0 now and just keep moving up the ranks? They're rated number 5 in eight-man football across the state. 43 teams now in eight-man league across leagues across the state of Michigan. And we're expecting Deckerville the first of next week to move up probably to number 4, number 3 ranking in the state. And they're going to have a really good, a tough battle coming up next week as they go to Maurice. Again, Maurice beat Dryden 69-6, while North Huron has the lesser of that end. They're going to meet Dryden, hopefully beat them. North Huron will meet Dryden, who lost 69-6. So both teams will be in action with each other. Now, I don't think we had a first down tonight. We came close, North Huron Warriors. Two times they actually came close and ended up with some big penalties, 5-yard, 10-yard penalties, moving them back. They were about 2 yards away from a first down, had a 10-yard penalty, moving them back. Next thing you know, it was like 3rd and 17.
Yep, and then I think they actually gained about 15 yards, but it wasn't good enough for a first down yet. So, again, they didn't get to move the chains. But there was no answer for that for the Deckerville defense. North Huron just could not get it going. And it's not like they were stubborn and unwilling to try things, because they tried inside, they tried outside, they tried passing, but they just never had time to even get the pass off. You know, Nick Shromsky, the junior quarterback for North Huron, every time he would drop back, they were just on top of him. And
yeah.
So it wasn't for fear to try something or open up the playbook. It just, nothing was being effective tonight against that Deckerville defense.
Well, everybody, the big guys in North Huron, they had their hands full tonight. They did have a few nice tackles breaking through the line. Adam Pichette, 74, Tom Toner, a few of the guys there. Shane Maurer did everything he could with the speed, tried to get him outside a couple times on some passes. Actually had a pretty good pass out to the I think they ran it from about the 40 to the opposite 40-yard line here in the second quarter. Put something together there, and they started to move the ball a little bit and then just ran out of steam. We talked about the sidelines, not a lot for the North Huron. They're not too deep on that sideline. About four players on the sideline for North Huron and about nine players over here for Deckerville. But regardless, Deckerville just has a powerhouse team again this year.
Yep, they really do. They had just enough returners at some of the key spots that we talked about a lot last year when we were here. A lot of the names we called last year. I mean, they definitely lost some, but they kept some of the key players were still around this year. And then you add the new guys and buying into Coach Brown's system here, offense,
right,
defense. And I mentioned it earlier, they tend to reload around here rather than rebuild.
Well, Deckerville had at least six players tonight with their hands in the football out of the backfield. All of them look good, just having a great game. Austin Fritch out there. Of course, Brandon Patello, nice job out of quarterback. Maybe only had about two mishandles exchanges between the center and the quarterback all night when they were down in the Warriors' 20-30-yard line there trying to pump it in. But they were still on the move regardless. Snyder was there. Let's see. Buzzo had a good game. He came in there. Jared Philpott, of course, number 40, Jared Philpott. You know he's going to tear it up.
Yeah, he's,
you know, that guy just gets pumping his legs. So Daniel had a good game. You know, everybody.
And
quite a few players jumping under the bandwagon there.
Absolutely. You know, and we call their numbers, and they're the guys that get to carry the ball, and they kind of get the glory and the yards and the touchdowns. But let me tell you something. It was all about that Deckerville offensive line.
Yeah.
I think I almost could have had maybe one effective run. Myself carrying the ball tonight, they were that good.
Yeah, running backwards with your eyes closed, and yeah, they were that good. They opened some big holes in the downfield blocks. There was times that we saw Deckerville. You look to the line, and about 2 seconds later, there was not a Deckerville.